This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed. This is the bountiful breakfast voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. And we are here to talk about food for the next 2.5 hours. We'd love to hear from you. It's a very loose program. I would be interested in anything you would have on your mind about, let's say, going to a restaurant and either loving what you were served or you hated it or somewhere in between. Or if you were looking for something, there's a dish maybe that you had a long time ago, but you've never been able to find it in any other restaurant since or a recipe for it either. Call us up and ask us about this. I don't claim to know the recipes and the secrets of any restaurant, any cookbook or anything. But what I do know is that we have a lot of people listening to us all the time who do know the answers to these questions. And so here we are. We are here to serve you. That would be me and everybody else listening today, ready to get into what I think of as Topic A in New Orleans. The number over here is 260-1870, 260-1870. And if you call right now at the beginning, you know we always have space available, so you don't have to get backed up behind a bunch of other people who will inevitably be here a little bit later on. Let's see. The big news, I guess, of the last week is the big festival last week. The French Quarter Festival, which was hugely attended. I can tell you that. I remember about 5 or 6 years ago, my wife and I were on our way out of the park after having spent most of the day there, and we hit a bank, and there's no other word for it, a bank of humanity that was moving in actually just about every direction at the same time. And walking through this crowd of people made going from, let's say, the Café du Monde all the way to Canal Street took about half an hour, 45 minutes. It was just, there were so many people out there. It is an incredibly successful festival. And there it is. It's gone for the year. But we have another one coming up, you know. I think it's the 17th is the beginning of the biggest festival of all. It's the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, and that starts up in a couple of weeks, and plenty going on there. I have been making a collection of all of what I think are the best, not only the best vendors at the jazz festival for food, but also do the best dishes. Because, you know, some of the booths, they have one thing that's really good and everything else is kind of ordinary. I guess you could put up with it, but there are lots of other dishes there. Just about all of the booths have 3 and 4 dishes. Makes it a little easier to pick out something good. 260-1870 is the number. If you've got any favorites over there, call me up and let me know. And if you'd rather wait until we get a little closer to it, we can do that too, because it's a ways away yet, a couple of weeks. And we have all of these reviews. If you will listen not just to this station, the Big 870 WWL, but tune across some of our other stations over here, and you'll hear the same reviews coming up. So you go as a very informed eater when you go to the jazz festival in a couple of weeks. Other than that, everything is pretty much normal. And we'd love to talk with you about really whatever you've been enjoying a lot lately. I know, before I get off of this is going to mean almost nothing to anybody. But in the CBS News that was just on a couple of minutes ago, they made a reference to Reed Collins. I remember when I was a student at UNO, and I think I was only like a freshman or a sophomore. I was just barely in it. Reed Collins was his name, and I was listening to this very station we're on right now, WWL, the Big 870. And then the CBS News came on the hour. It was 10 minutes long in those days. Reed Collins was the anchor man in mid-morning, and I'd always listened to it because I thought it was interesting the way they put all of that together, and it got me thinking, you know, I'll bet you I could get a job like that, and it would be better than working at the Time Saver. And indeed it did. And so in some small, tiny way, Reed Collins, I owe him a debt of gratitude, either one of those. And there was just that little report on him. So that's a guy who's probably forgotten by most people, but I remember him. I was usually running late to get to class when I heard him, but that was a common problem back in those days. 260-1870. Who's going to be first? Oh, we've got a bunch of people here already. I'm not in the custom of looking over there. I'm usually looking over here. We have Greg forming the first member of our cadre. Greg, come on in.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
You know, I'm the same old guy. This is Greg, the gourmet first caller of the show guy.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a question, Tom. I'm in a mood for Chinese food. I was wondering if you would suggest, I know Five Happiness is a really good one.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Or China Orchid, which is further down Carrollton.
China Orchid, I would say, is also good. Not quite as good as the Five Happiness, but I think it's pretty good. And the other one, well, without getting into the little tiny ones all over the place, I've always been let me tell you where it is, and you'll find it easily enough.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on the name. It's near the intersection of Clearview and Veterans. It's across Clearview on the south side of the I-10. And you'll see it because they have this big towering sign up there. They have an enormous menu. It's a great-looking place to eat, a really handsome dining room. But they also have a lot of dishes that you don't see in too many other places, and they use a lot of unusual ingredients, like real Szechuan black pepper, which you really almost never see. They have it all the time, and it blows your head off. I mean, if you like real spicy stuff like that, I do. So there it is. There's a few of them anyway. Oh, wait. One more I got to tell you about. It's called the Little Chinatown, and it's on Williams Boulevard in Kenner. You'll see it. It's either right after West Esplanade or a little bit before, but you'll see it. They have some what a lot of people would call authentic cuisine, but, you know, nothing really is because they don't have the chefs.
True.
They don't have the ingredients. They don't have the customers either. But they are very, very good and very original. So that's one I would check out.
All right, Tom. I know you have some people on hold, so I'll let
you
know.
Well, okay. Well, we fooled you again. All right, it's the food show. Let's see. Steve is coming up over here on the green phone. Where is that? Oh, here it is.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Hello there. Come on in.
Hey, I'm looking to go get some Italian food in Metairie. I know the old.
Oh, is that easy?
Staples. Yeah, you're right about that. I know of Impastato's, Andrea's, Fausto's. I'm kind of familiar with all of those. Those are contenders. I'm wondering if there's some place of equal caliber that I'm overlooking.
Vincent's.
That's a good one, too. I love them. I live uptown, and I'm walking distance from the St. Charles Vincent.
Ah.
But, boy, their cannelloni is
fantastic.
Something special.
Yeah, it really is. Okay. Now, wait. You want to be in Metairie?
That's somewhat the objective, yes.
Okay.
Kind of flexible on that.
Have you been to Rizzuto? This is the restaurant that was where Tony Angelo's used to be.
I have not.
It's an interesting restaurant. And forget about Tony Angelo's when you're going there. I'm not telling you to forget about Tony Angelo, who was a super wonderful, nice guy and had a unique restaurant. But just don't think you're going to get his food. at this place. Rizzuto's, it's owned by a couple of local guys that have been in the business for a long time. They have half of their menu, or maybe even three-quarters of their menu, is steakhouse kind of stuff, which is not all that unusual. I mean, we have a lot of steakhouses that started out as Italian restaurants, so that's no big deal. But the steak part of it is quite good. But then they also have a fairly extensive collection of Italian dishes, some of which I know about, but I don't see them around here too often. So that would be another one I would recommend to you.
I appreciate that. And if you were, it's been so long since I've been to any of the big three that I mentioned, Impastato's, Andrea's. Any leanings? I know you're friends with Chef Andrea.
Yeah, I'm a little too close friends with him.
Right.
He is still there. Impastato's, I think, is just plain great. Fausto's is so much better than it looks like it's going to be. I mean, when you walk up to it, they have a little tiny parking lot, and the dining room itself is on the small side. But, boy, once the food starts coming, there are a few restaurants that stand up to what they do. I think it's truly excellent and has been since as long as I've been going there, which is like 30 years or something.
Wow. Well, then maybe it's time to give them a try.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. You're the same family that gave birth to that restaurant in the French Quarter. What's her name? I'm not remembering.
Mona Lisa?
No. It's on, I think it's on St. Philip Street, a half a block off of, it's exactly on the corner of Dryads. And no, it ain't on Dryads. There's nothing on Dryads. Anyway, it's in the French Quarter, and everybody knows it because it's an Italian restaurant in the French Quarter. It's always packed with people.
Gotcha.
And there's a few others, you know, in the quarter, but I'm not nuts about the Italian food in the quarter too much.
Yeah, I share that sentiment as well. And I also wanted to give a plus one for Chinatown to your previous caller.
Yeah.
They're really it's surprising. You know, Williams Boulevard, a lot of international restaurant cuisine that people would be surprised about.
Yeah, there are a bunch of them. That little Chinatown, that's the name of it, Little Chinatown.
Yes.
Yeah, but really, really good.
I was there last week. I appreciate that. I'll probably give Fausto's a nod. I thank you, Tom.
I hope so. Thank you. It's the food
all
show.
Right,
do we need a break or do we keep going? We will be back with more of the food show in a moment, but first, please, this. You know, it just occurred to me that somebody used the expression Tommy Tucker and a couple in the same sentence. I want to tell you, you better check with him on that. He is apparently out there in the field doing a live show from the mattress store. 260-1870 is our number. Let's see, who's on hold? Oh, by the way, we got the exact date for the jazz festival. It begins not on the, I said the 17th, it was really the 27th. So, who's next? I think it's Tom. Another guy named Tom. Welcome to the food show.
Tom,
right back at you. Yeah, welcome.
How you doing? I'm on my way home from work again on Saturday, heading into Slidell. I got a question for you. Could you give me a couple of places in the Slidell area that would have good shrimp Creole?
Shrimp Creole is not a dish you really find all that often. And if it were me looking for it, isn't there a Zia over there somewhere?
Yes, there is.
Check with them, because I think it's on the menu over there. I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Or they'll have something very close to it. But shrimp Creole, when you find a restaurant that has it, more often than not, it's kind of a touristy sort of a place. It's kind of a touristy sort of a dish. I don't like it at all, personally. That doesn't mean that everybody should not like it, but it's... I'll tell you what, we'll put this out on the stream and see if anybody can call in and give us a location of a restaurant that has shrimp Creole regularly on the menu.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. All right, see ya. Oh, wait. You can. Is it okay to be in Metairie?
Well, no. I mean, I don't go over that way very often.
Okay, I was just checking because I knew of an easy one there. But
what was that?
Furies. They have it all Furies. The time. Yeah.
Where is that at?
You know where Dornack Supermarket is?
Yes.
It's right across the street.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, easy to find. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. It's the Food Show, and now we have Dave, I think, is next. Dave, welcome to the Food Show.
What's up, food?
You know, I'm just kind of sliding into position, that's all.
You know, ever since you went to that new radio station,
yeah,
I have not heard one word you said on the radio.
Oh,
morning.
That's too bad.
I got it in my head to solve the problem.
Yeah.
I drove to the North Shore in my old car.
Yeah.
And I carjacked a car with a new radio.
So
I'm listening to you now.
Good.
I
knew you would get around to it sooner or later. I knew it was going
to
happen.
The less people go to listen to the Food Show, I swear, man. It's unbelievable.
I know, but it's coming along. I know there are a lot of people who are still kind of miffed about that. But we are getting bigger audiences all the time, and the sponsors coming in are real happy. And believe me, they don't go for it unless there's something there. So we're getting there. It's our first year still, so we'll get it.
I'm wondering, does somebody else host the show now that you're getting big numbers?
Oh, heck no. I'm staying here. I'm not going anywhere. I've been here 40 years.
Went over your head.
30 years, excuse me. Yeah.
Listen, the reason I called is I'm a little worried about your cognitive powers.
Oh,
are they slipping?
I am too. Probably so, yeah. Hey, listen, I've got to, it's news time, and nothing stops a clock. And we'll do it. Just a little update of some of the news from CBS and from right here in our own studios. Stay tuned. More of the Food Show coming. Hello there. It's the Food Show on 105.3 FM. That's the FM of our personality. On the Big 870 WWL and a bunch of other ways, too. Don't miss our website, WWL.com. There's all kinds of great stuff in there. And the more you punch around in it, the better it gets. 260-1870 is our number. Let's see. Who's on hold? Tony was on hold somewhere. Where'd he go? He was here just a second ago. Tony, here he is up here. Tony, welcome. Tony, you there?
I'm talking about the Chinese restaurants. What about Trey Yen and Chinese Kitchen on South Claiborne?
He wanted to do in Metairie.
Oh, in Metairie.
Yeah.
Last time I was at the on South Claiborne at the kitchen, the Chinese kitchen, I got the chicken almond, and Tommy Tucker said you look like an egg roll.
Oh, what a character, huh? Hey, thanks a lot. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Nice to be here with you talking about eating, restaurants, cooking, wine. We've got a couple people flashing the machine over here. We'll get to them in just a second. Let's see. Our program today is sponsored by Andrea's. Sad to say, the experiment of doing breakfast at Andrea's, which I thought was kind of one step too far, it didn't quite work out, and that's gone. But he does do brunch, you know, on Sunday. He always has a Sunday brunch going on, and you might be saying to yourself, going to an Italian restaurant for Sunday brunch? What is? Well, you know, it's what I have been telling you for years. If you want to go to a red sauce with melted cheese, melted mozzarella, and, you know, meatballs and all that kind of stuff on a plate, and you want it to be really good, that's already kind of a hard thing to do. And it's not something that is a real specialty of Andrea's. But what you do find is the strength of the steaks, for one thing. He buys USDA prime beef. It's really nice. It does all the butchering in-shop. Same is true of all of the fish. I'd say that's the best part of Andrea's, is the seafood there. It is all fresh and all filleted right there in-house. He makes his own pasta. So he can do it any way he wants. And I think you'll want it, too, after you check it out. It's a great place to go on Sunday brunch, but they're also there 7 days a week for lunch and dinner right across Causeway Boulevard from Lakeside Mall. 7 days a week, lunch and dinner at Andrea's. Now, let's see. Joe, I think, is over here on the green phone. Joe, is that you?
Hey, it's you got Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling today.
I was calling. You was talking about Italian restaurants a few minutes ago, and you mentioned Fasto's, and then you was trying to think of a place in Florida. I was just wondering if you was thinking about Irene's.
Irene's, yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of, because the guy who owns Fasto's, and actually they have several other restaurants too, and Irene, they're brothers and sisters, and they have been. Okay. That family has put a whole lot of restaurants on the map over the years. They are, everything they've ever done has been very good.
Very good.
You remember the brick oven pizza place out in Kenner?
Oh, on Kenner, William Boulevard.
That's them too. That's another one of their. They had restaurants all over.
Now they closed down recently.
Yeah, that's I think it's coming back. And it may already be back, but most of the things I hear about the brick oven pizza is real good. And that's my experience, too.
Okay. Sounds good, Tom.
Thanks for calling. Nice hearing from you today. And here is Bill, I think. Bill, welcome.
Hey, Tommy. Yeah,
hi there.
I want to call you and ask you if there's a place on the North Shore that makes a really good shrimp creole.
Actually, he was. It wasn't the West. It wasn't the North Shore. It was. I told him one in Slidell, but I tell me one.
Okay. On Tuesdays, Kenny Seafood has shrimp creole.
Okay. All right.
It's really good. They serve it every Tuesday.
Okay. There you go. There's one.
There you go.
I think the guy was actually looking for something in Metairie, though. But thank you for the info, because I wouldn't have thought of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Oh, thanks for calling. See ya. It's The Food Show. And joining us over here on the purple phone, I think, let's see here. Yes, Sal. Sal, welcome to our show.
Hey, Happy New Year, Tom.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. If you had to choose between Dante's Kitchen or Maple Street Cafe on Mother's Day brunch, which one would you choose or suggest?
Dante's Kitchen. They're about a block away from one another, those two restaurants.
Well, the Maple Street Cafe is on Maple Street.
Yeah. And the
I don't know exactly where, but yeah.
It's on
Dante's is close to Brighton.
It's 7623 is exactly where they are. And the other restaurant, what was the other one you mentioned?
Dante's Kitchen.
Dante's is also on Maple Street, but a block towards Kenner, same street.
Okay.
And both of those are really good restaurants. The guy who owns the latter of the two was a chef at Commander's for a long time. He's very skillful, really terrific. And there's a couple of them anyway.
All right. So which one would you choose or suggest on Mother's Day brunch?
I think
a party of five.
I don't know your mother, so I don't know, or your wife, but so it's hard for me to guess on this. I do know, at least this seems to be true, that when it comes to going out to eat and women, the women like the beautiful, beautiful restaurants. And I would say that the Maple Street is a little bit better looking a restaurant than the other one was. But both are pretty good restaurants. They're really affordable in price. The Maple Street Cafe has a three-course dinner for $30.
Wow.
What a steal. And it's their best food, too. Rack of lamb. They're doing a prime rib. It's a good menu.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the tips.
Thank you. And call us back and tell us how it all went. I always
that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you. It's the Big 870 WWL, and Scott is over here on our yellow phone. Scott?
Hey, how you doing? I was calling. I had read an article, but I can't remember where it was.
I can't either.
where the former chef from Tony Angelo's opened up a place somewhere in Metairie. You know the name of that restaurant?
Let's run this back again. This is a former chef of
Tony Angelo's.
Of Tony Angelo's, yeah. It's on West Metairie, not West Napoleon, not West Esplanade, but West Metairie near the cross street. It's the street that turns into Central Avenue. If you
you know what the name of it is?
Yeah, it's Nephews. That's the name of it. Nephews. Because the guy involved in this is in fact a nephew of Tony Angelo.
And have you been in there?
I have not. They only recently opened up like about a month ago. But what I understand is that the guys who are running it have all the authentic recipes that Tony Angelo used to serve, and that's what they're putting out there, which I think would be a pretty attractive deal.
Great. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Nice hearing from you. It's the Food Show. We will come back with more of it in a moment. Was I just told to do a break? Did I get that right? Yeah. And we'll be right back after first, please, this. Hi, it's the Food Show on 105.3 AM. No, the big 870 is it in another way. Well, let's see if I can sneak in on the phone here on our green phone. Brian, welcome.
What's right, Tom?
I'm here. You know, I'm still here.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Good thing.
Yep.
Hey, do you know anybody that makes Middle Eastern dessert, Alm Ali?
Say it again.
Alm Ali. Words spelled Omali.
No, I can't say I've heard of that. What's it made out of?
They describe it as kind of a Middle Eastern bread pudding. It's got phyllo dough, and it's got cream, and it's got some nuts, pistachio stuff in it. It's really, really, really good.
There are a couple of desserts that you find in Middle Eastern restaurants. One of them is it's a very short name. And it's very fluffy and almost custardy.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the same thing, you know, a lot of Middle Eastern dishes have the same names as something else in a different restaurant. They'll just call it a different thing. The place I would look first of all is that place, Lebanon's Cafe, uptown on the street there in the Riverbend area.
Lebanon's Cafe.
Yeah. I check that out. I think they have it, and I'm going to look up during the news, which is about to happen. I will dig up some more information about this. Stay tuned.
Cool.
Yeah. I got to stop because you can't stop a clock. You just can't do it. We will be coming back with more of the Food Show after first, please, this. Don't ask me. I won't dance. Don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. I should be talking about something else. It's the Food Show. Welcome back. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. It's nice to be here with you every day talking about food and restaurants and cooking and wine. We have a little spare space here. If you wanted to call in, you can get in right now. We had a bunch of people on hold, and then we were going to take a little break, and it wound up being a big break. So anyhow, call right now. I'm trying to find the answer to a question that maybe you can answer for me because I can't remember the name of the place. That, you know, that shopping mall that's right over where a restaurant called Boulevard is now. It used to be a different name over there, but extremely popular. There was a sushi bar, and there was a couple of other chain places. This would have been on Veterans Highway, pretty close to. I'm trying to remember the street there that crosses it. But anyhow, this isn't very helpful, is it? There's a Middle Eastern restaurant there anyway. It's been there for quite a while, and they have really great food. And someone called me a minute ago looking for this dessert, and he had a name I've never heard before, but there I know that there are several names for this. It's a very fluffy thing, almost like a custard. And it has a little bit of rose water in it. It's a unique taste, and it's the only place you'll find it is in a Middle Eastern restaurant. And if anybody can remember what I'm thinking about here, call me and tell me. 260-1870. Call right now, and you'll get right in. We'd love to hear from you about eating and drinking your way through the city. We're coming up in a couple of weeks on Jazz Festival. Lots and lots of food there. We're doing a series that is going to be in the WWL.com app as well as online, and it reviews 21 different dishes that you could have at the festival if you're looking for some things that you've never had before, see if they're any good or not, at least according to my opinion, which may or may not be whatever it is. So we'd love to hear from you about that or anything else. Call right now. You'll get right in. 260-1870. 260-1870. After that, we'll move on to the second hour of our program. I am here today in our studio, which I usually am not. Usually I do this Saturday show from home at the Coolwater Ranch. But today I am heading, as soon as we finish this show up, I'm going over to the West Bank and to the bookstore over there, Barnes and Yodel. I don't know why I always want to call it that. Barnes and Noble. And I have a new cookbook that has just come out. It's really the same cookbook that I did about 10 years ago. Since then, it has gone through two pretty extensive updates and has about 250, 300 recipes in it. It's all of my favorite dishes. That's the dynamic of the whole book. And the publisher has redone it completely, put a lot of photographs in it. I think you'll like it. Just come over. I'm going to be there doing autographs or just shooting the breeze with you if you want. No purchase necessary. It's called Tom Fitzmaurice's New Orleans Food. All right. Let's see. Who is this? Somebody's waiting over here somewhere. We have Corey. Corey, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's pretty good.
I was calling in just to help you out. It's Independence Plaza is the name of it. Well,
Independence Plaza. That's exactly right.
And it was Phoenicia or Phoenicia?
Phoenicia. Thank you very much. That is what it is. That's a very good place.
And at this age, man, I was surprised my memory worked that fast.
I know the feeling.
enjoy the show, man. Y'all have a good day.
Well, yeah, thanks a lot for that. He got it right. That was the answer all right. Emily is here. Emily?
Hi.
Hi there.
I was going to tell you the same thing. It's Phoenicia on Homa.
Phoenicia, yeah. Have you ever had that dessert we're talking about? I can't remember the name of it, but it's different from restaurant to restaurant anyway.
No, I haven't.
We're going to find this out or I'll die trying.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
It's the Food Show here on WWL Radio New Orleans at WWL FM HD2 and HD1 as well. Kenner, New Orleans, where the news is next from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, and then we'll be back with more of the Food Show, so stay tuned. Thank you. Any and all of that is true, and it's great to be here with you on the Big 870 WWL and WWL 105.3 FM. This is Tom Fitzmaurice coming to you live from our studios overlooking the Mississippi River. And I'll be crossing the river at the end of the program. And by about 4 o'clock, I will be at the Barnes & Noble store on the West Bank, just past Lafayette Street exit. And come on over and just say hello, and I'll try to show you what my book looks like. But waiting for us over here on the yellow phone is Marcia. Marcia?
Hello.
M-A-R-C-I-A.
S-H-A.
Okay. I used to have a girlfriend whose name was Marcia, but she spelled it the other way, and I didn't, and so we dropped one another. Boy, that didn't have much of a story level, did it?
Nuh-uh.
So I'm terribly sorry about that. Well, welcome to our show anyway.
Thank you. I was calling to not only tell you the name of the restaurant and the area, but Boulevard used to be Houston's.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's Independence Mall, yeah.
In the Independence Mall, and the name of the restaurant is Phoenicia.
Yeah, but the Boulevard used to be Houston's.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you were saying you couldn't remember it was something else, and you were saying I figured I'd let you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And have you ever been to Phoenicia?
No, I've not. I don't go out to eat that much.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ever get a hunger for a Middle Eastern food, that's a pretty good place, actually. And they have this wonderful dessert that's like eating a cloud.
Ooh.
It's really unusual.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. Well, thank you for the info. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. See ya. The
Bye-bye.
Food Show, we pick up now the pale blue phone where Dan is waiting for us. Hello, Dan. Welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
quick question. I don't know if it's too early for this. The other day on your weekday show, somebody mentioned this, and one being Antoine's, and that is this. I got two questions. The first one is summer lunch specials. Antoine's is it on Mondays?
No, it's actually every day of the week, and it's not just during the any holidays or any period like that. It is lunch only, and it is the year's date. It's 2018, $20.18. That's the price. It's a 3-course lunch. They give you 3 or 4 choices all the way down, and it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Now, am I wrong about this? Isn't there, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It's on Canal, the old Werlein's building.
Yeah, that's the Palace Cafe.
Palace.
Yeah.
Do they do that as well?
Well, yes and no. Let's see. So, wait a minute. What was the restaurant we were comparing this with?
Antoine's.
Antoine's. Yeah. No, Antoine's is on its own.
Okay.
And that they don't have any branches. They don't have any other other locations. Yeah. Whereas the other one you're asking about, what was it anyway? I'm sorry.
Palace.
I'm sorry. What?
Isn't that the Palace, the one on Canal?
Yeah, the Palace Cafe. That is that's part of the Brennan family of restaurants. To make it even more specific, it's Dickie Brennan and his family. So Dickie has Dickie's Steakhouse. He also has the Bourbon House, and he has the Royal Cafe. Palace Cafe. And it's a good place. Do you like duck?
Yeah.
They have a really great duck. They do very good seafood.
Now, I could be wrong on this. Didn't they at one time, or is this still part of the deal to where it's kind of almost humorous, depending on what the temperature is.
They do that during the summer, and they do it every year, and I would be surprised if they didn't do it again this year, but they wait until, like June before you see this.
All
and
right.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's more fun than anything, so, you get an entree for $9.15 that would usually be $3 more.
Yeah.
That's the place, that's the program, and just wait for the summer, and then you got it.
Yeah. Okay. One last question about red beans and rice.
Okay.
Now,
at
one time, some time back, a couple of years ago, you had a list of your top 10, I know it's a, typical New Orleans plate, but red beans and rice, best places. Do you have that anywhere on nomenu.com?
I probably do, but one of the weaknesses of my website is that it has me as a webmaster, and I'm not very good at it. And and I have it in there somewhere, but it would take me a while. I'll tell you what. Keep listening. And the first time I get a break, I'm going to go punching through there to see if I can find it. But don't get your hopes up.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom. Thanks so
All
much.
Right.
Great show. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. I really appreciate the call. See you later. It's the Food Show. And joining us over here on the green phone is Gino, I think. Is this Gino?
Hello, Mr. Fitzmaurice. How are you today?
I'm fine. Are you Gino?
Yes, I am.
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
Not
it's been a while since I've spoke to you.
Not Gino Sclafani, huh?
No, Gino Zumo.
Zumo, okay. Are you hooked up with that supermarket or the grocery store?
Metairie
Road, that's you?
Yeah. I was getting ready to tell you to come try one of our muffaladas and banana pudding.
Okay. when are you there?
We open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then Saturdays, 8 to 1.
8 till 5. You almost are open exactly when I'm on the air.
So
I'll probably never get there.
What I'm going to do is have to send you. Are you still in the same studio? What's good?
Yeah. Listen.
Right,
if you're leading up to bringing me a muffaletta,
I want to bring a muffaletta and banana pudding.
No, I got a better idea. No, I can't wait to try both of those. But why don't you come on the show and be a guest for
that would be wild. Oh,
I will.
Lord,
I
that would be so awesome.
My wife is the person who handles that. I will put her on your case,
that would be
awesome. She will set it up. And that way we can make sure.
We might have to do that. That would be very exciting.
I will tell her. We just had a another grandbaby, my wife and I. And she she is in Los Angeles right now, being like certified on the side mother.
Well, she's doing what she does best.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I wouldn't take that away from her for anything. But she is going to be there for a while, so this might be 2 or 3 weeks before we get to you. But we will. I'll tell her to do it.
We will stay in touch. I was calling. Whatever happened to the chow numbers?
The chow numbers 3 times. The computer they were in died in such a way that I was never able to get any of the data out of it. And it happened three different times.
My number.
Oh, what is it?
My number was 595.
Good
and I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
I asked you 666, and you said it was taken.
it was taken by Satan.
Are y'all ever going to do a Eat Club dinner, maybe at like Sake Cafe or a sushi restaurant in the near future?
No, I don't think so. I don't have anything against it. We've done it a few times, it hasn't been lately. I have no reason not to do it. It's just that it hasn't happened. That's all. There's a lot of restaurants out there that want us to do Eat Club dinners.
Well, listen, God bless you.
And you too.
And I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll stay in touch.
Yeah, great. Thanks for calling. It's the Food Show, and it's Joe over here on the blue phone. Joe?
Yes, Tom. How you doing?
Hi there. Thanks. I'm doing fine now that you have called.
Great. I just wanted to comment. Last night we went to Andy's Bistro on North Arnold.
Good place, I think. What do you think?
Very, 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 very good.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, my wife especially likes it because you can eat outdoors there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they had a good crowd, a good atmosphere, you know, great service.
Good steaks.
Excellent.
Their steaks are really good over there for the price. They certainly are.
Right. I had the grilled scallops.
You could do a lot worse than this. And they do a lot of whole fish, too. That's an interesting place.
Yep.
So far, this seems to be the first restaurant in the history of that building that has lasted as a restaurant more than a couple of years. I think they have now had 13 or 14 different restaurants in that location over the years.
The couple that we were dining with said the same thing last night.
It almost seems like a curse, but these guys seem to be doing very well with it now, so I'm glad to see that.
Yep, I just wanted to comment on that. Enjoy your show.
Well, good. Thank you very much. See you later. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's nice to be here with you talking about food and stuff. We've had a flurry of calls here, so if you couldn't get through or you had to wait longer than you wanted to, call us back right now. We have space available, and we would love to have you help to fill some of it. 260-1870 is our telephone number, 260-1870. And we'll be back with more of the Food Show after first, if you will, this. Oh, hi there. You're listening to the Food Show on 105.3. No, that's not right. You're listening to the Food Show. Give us a call at 260-1870. There we go. Got that right. And let's see. Who's joining us over here on the green phone? I believe it might be Doug. Doug, welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Hi there. Come on in.
Yeah. I love your opinions.
In New Orleans,
my wife and I, for appetizer, we both love escargot.
Me too. It's getting hard to find these days.
You know, Tom, it is. I have a great place in Lafayette that serves them great, and they serve them in a special plate. You get a dozen, and
it's cooked in a
garlic butter sauce.
Yep.
They're outstanding. But I can't find them on the appetizer menu here in New Orleans.
I was wondering about this, and there are not very many restaurants that are doing it anymore. And I can tell you why, and it's not even a bad reason. Chefs these days, they make a big fuss over the fact that everything they serve is fresh, that they cook everything in-house, and they don't do anything that's already put together and then just throw it out there. unfortunately, where most snails come from is from a can, often from all over Europe, but probably the most common place they come from is Turkey, of all places. Not the animal, but the country. And so chefs think of it as a canned good, and so that's not good. And they don't do it too much. But I'll give you a few. Antoine's Galatoire's, all the old line restaurants, they all have it. They're still doing it the same way with the garlic butter and the rest of it. So that,
yeah, okay,
that'd be,
yeah,
the first place to look. Café Degas on Esplanade Avenue, about three blocks from City Park. I think that might be the best version in town. They really, it comes out sizzling in the butter and the garlic and everything. It smells like $1 million. It's really good. That would be my favorite one. But now we're running out. You know, I get to a point where I've told you three places and I'm about done. And just,
you know, Tom.
Yep.
my wife and I eat at Café Degas.
Yeah.
Probably once a month. She loves their grits and griots, and yeah, I love their liver and onions.
Me too.
And, you know, I'm embarrassed to say this. I've never even noticed a score go on. I like their French onion soup. That's uh-huh. what I get. So when I go there and I sit down, I order, I already know what I want. I don't even look at the menu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check those out.
Yeah. I don't go to every restaurant every day. And I can't keep up with it. It's impossible. We have 1,500 restaurants now. But I'm pretty sure it's still there because every time I go there, it's on my mind, and I've never been disappointed yet. So if you find out that they're not doing it even there anymore, please tell me, and then we'll talk about it. But
I have a medical question for you.
A medical question?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As much good eating as you do, what is your cholesterol level?
My cholesterol is okay. I'm well below 200, and my weight is, I lost 70 pounds in the last 3-4 years.
And, wow.
And but all of my numbers are okay. The doctor always checks everything, and then he says you're holding up pretty good for an old guy.
You must have had lunch every day at Jesuit High School.
Yeah, maybe that's it. That would explain it. Until they threw me out, of course. All right, well, that's the story. Thanks
right,
for calling.
Thanks,
see ya, bye. It's the food show. Yeah, you can't find snails too much anymore. And forget about the ones that have the snail shell. The only place that was still doing that was the old Brennan's, but now, you know, the new Brennan's isn't. Not that I'd rather have the new Brennan's. I certainly would. Here is Pat. I think this is Pat. Pat, is that you?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
How you doing, Tom? I'm doing great. Come on in.
Well, I was just calling to see if you know anything about that new restaurant, the nephew. Tony Angelo's nephew opened up a restaurant.
Yeah, I heard about it. It's too new for me to have gone there. They just opened a couple, 3 weeks ago. But what I and we were talking about this last hour, not that you shouldn't call again about it, but the deal is there are, I think, two or three guys who are chefs and who were working at Tony Angelo's. And Tony Angelo, you know, he passed away. The restaurant closed and they sold it. And the restaurant that's there now is a totally different restaurant. And I really think it's quite good. The Risotto is the name of it now, and I do think it's good. But it's really different from what Tony Angelo used to do. But enough people remember that these guys decided, we have all the recipes for everything. Why don't we just reopen it, and there it is. And so they have done so, and I've heard good things about it. But again, I tell you, it's still kind of new. So I don't know anything direct, but I think it'd be worth your time to go over there and check it out.
Sure. I pass by there. I'm concerned about the parking. It doesn't seem like they have much parking.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a problem in Metairie all over the place. Hey, listen, I've got to take a news break. If you want, you can hang on, or I'll call you, or you call me back.
All right. Thanks,
update
Tom.
Of the news coming up shortly here on the Big 870 WWL. It will come to you from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Hi there. It's the Food Show on 105.3 FM and on the Big 870 WWL. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. We talk about food here. Any kind of food, any way you want to do it, we're wide open. Call us, 260-1870. Someone called during the break and said that you could get escargot in a can. It's still in a can. And then it comes with another can that is filled up with the shells, the snail shells. And so what you do is you open up both cans and you make your sauce, and then you put the sauce and the snail itself down into the shell, and then you bake them. That's the way Brennan's used to do it, the old Brennan's on Royal Street. The current Brennan's, which is essentially the same restaurant but completely redone, I don't think they even have escargot on the menu. Not many restaurants carry it anymore. But I will also tell you this. If you can stuff, say, a dozen of those snails into a dozen of those snail shells and then have the right kind of little fork to get them out of there, and you can get all that to the point where it doesn't all fall apart, my hat will be off to you. It's just not worth it. I'd rather just do it in a gratin dish. It doesn't look as good, but it's a lot better to the taste. All right, now where were we? Let's see. Is this Deandre? How do you say that? How do you say your name?
This is Jerry.
Jerry. Okay, Jerry. I'm sorry. I punched the wrong button. We'll come to you in a minute. We'll stay with you, Jerry. I'm sorry. I'm all confused today.
It's okay. Escargot. Dickie Brennan's had an escargot.
Yeah.
And it was like in a little shallow soup bowl.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And it was all kind of seasoned and stuff like that. And they served it with a little crusty bread. It was like almost like eating mussels, but it was really, really
good. Yeah, and you can tell the whole fun of it is dunking the bread in the garlic butter. I mean, that's the best part.
I like it served like that rather than those little six hole things. You know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Other thing, your last Eat Club got canceled because of a gas leak, and we didn't know we were going to meet you there. But we wound up at Irene's, and I didn't know Irene's was related to Fausto's. You talk about a good place.
Oh, it's always been good. Really delicious.
I got the duck, and I forget what my wife got, but the other couple with us, they got the lamb, and it was still just knocked out.
Yeah, Irene is just a fantastic chef. I hear that they have moved.
They're on
Bienville.
That's correct.
I think it's
right around the corner from that little restaurant that we couldn't go to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's an interesting way of looking at it.
Right around the corner. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you, but what can you do?
No.
You know?
Hey, it worked out famously. I found a new place, you know?
Yeah, good. Well, happy to hear that.
The reason I'm calling you, I had a really nice experience last Monday night.
Yeah? What happened?
Antoine's had a wine pairing dinner.
Oh?
For Duckhorn Wines.
Oh, well, that's a good start. Duckhorn Wines are very good.
And it was five courses.
Uh-huh.
And price-wise, it's like Antoine's. It was $125 a cup a person, but it was all-inclusive. And they just laid out all kind of great hors d'oeuvres. I'm thinking of, is Rick Blunt is the owner? Is that his name, Rick?
He is the fifth generation member of the family. I think they don't really have titles over there. That's not true. He told me he's officially calling himself the CEO.
Something like that. But the dinner was just outstanding.
Yeah.
They had this crawfish crepe. I could have had that all night.
Yeah.
And then they came back with some salmon. And salmon to me has a taste of its own.
Yeah.
The stuff was so mild, you didn't even know it was salmon.
Hmm.
It was just unbelievable.
Well, I like that salmon, fish, so I'm going to get it next time I go.
I don't know if it was something that they did special for that night, though, you see.
Well, you never know.
But and then they had lamb chops, which were outstanding. And after the dinner, his wife took half the group. There was about maybe 35.
Mm-hmm.
She took half of them, and Rick took half of us and gave us a tour of all the various rooms.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. I do that myself to total strangers.
Yeah, and they took us into the wine cellar. And he explained how one end's real cold for the champagne, and it kind of gets something for the the whites in a not as cool spot and the reds on the other end. Yeah. Where it's still cool, but it was just a great experience.
Yeah. Well, good. Jerry, thanks for calling. I got to take a break. We'll be back with more of the food show in a moment, but first, please, this.
Thank you.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum. Hello, it's the food show. Gosh, we're busy today. Let me get right back to things. Let's see. Who's next? I think it's DeAndre. Let's see if we can figure that out. DeAndre, is that your name?
Yes, it's DeAndre. Like Andre with a T.
Okay. I'm glad I wasn't going to trample all over your name. But thanks for calling.
Look, I was calling earlier. One of the callers spoke of like a good place to get red beans and rice. And I know back mm-hmm. in the day, the Charros on Carondelet as well as Dunbar's on Corrette were like great places. But do they still exist or have they moved since?
I don't think either one of them is open anymore. I might be wrong about that. But there are some cafes. You can always spot them because they're owned by Greeks, by Greek people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the world over, you have Greek people who start restaurants serving kind of, you know, real basic everyday food. And I don't know why that should be falling on Greeks all the time, but they do a good job with it. And there are a few places, that one on Barone Street. As a matter of fact, there's more than one just around there. You'll find it.
Okay.
And they certainly do have red beans there.
Okay. All yeah. right. Look, I have one more question, then I'm going to let you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Growing up, there was, like, Godfather's Pizza, which was, like, the best. And I'm sure there's probably not one locally anymore, unless you know otherwise.
What was the name of it again?
Godfather's Pizza.
Godfather's Pizza. No, I don't remember that one. The pizza place that I think has been the most interesting over the years used to be on the corner of 701, I think it was 7, yeah, that was the address, 701 Girard Street at the corner of St. Charles Avenue. And
okay.
And it was, gosh, what was the name of that place? Oh, it was, I know, what's the biggest pizza joint worldwide? What's the name of it?
Pizza Hut?
Who?
Pizza Hut or Domino's?
Domino's. It was Domino's that was on the corner of St. Charles and Girard Street. And that goes back to the 40s, the 1940s. They had great pizza there. I always thought they're long gone, though. So,
oh.
Yeah.
There's, like, not a local place that is doing something really interesting?
No, there's a bunch of them, but it pretty much they get the business from people who live in the neighborhood, wherever that may be.
I don't mind traveling there. I mean,
okay. Well, if I were to pick out a favorite of mine, this is a pizza just like you would find in Italy. I can tell you that because I've been to Italy a lot of times, and it is called Domenica, and it's right on Barone Street again, right inside the Roosevelt Hotel. And you'll
okay.
see right
oh,
in front,
exactly
and they have a wood burning pizza, and it is just great. So
would you repeat the name of the place again?
It's called Domenica. Domenica. Domenica means Sunday.
it's inside the Roosevelt
on the riverside of the Roosevelt.
Okay.
All
right. All right,
let me know what you got. Wait, did you tell me I have to take another break? Okay, we'll be back with more. What? our program is sponsored today. Wait a minute, let's see. How do we do this? No, that didn't work at all. Okay, our program is sponsored by Paran's Poor Boys. You know, Paran's has the famous roast beef poor boy and plenty of other great sandwiches on their menu. But the one that intrigues me the most, and if you've never had this, go get it someday soon. It's an Italian poor boy, all right? You take your regular French bread, just like you use all the time, and then you lay down some mozzarella cheese right across. You cut it in two pieces, you know, across. Put the mozzarella cheese. Then slice up some meatballs or some Italian sausage or some pane de veal or whatever you think might go and layer that in there. Then come back with the red sauce. Put the other half of the French bread on top of that and put the whole thing in the oven until it gets a little toasty. And try that. You will love that. And it even looks good. And they call it the Italian poor boy, and that's red sauce, mozzarella cheese, spaghetti, and one of those spaghetti and meatballs. But you can get meatballs on it. It's a delicious thing. Go get that someday. It's Perrin's Poor Boys, 3939 Veterans Highway in Metairie. They have another location in Kenner, right off west, Williams Boulevard on West Esplanade. And they have a new location soon to open in the Uptown section, and I'll tell you more about that when we get to it. It's Perrin's Poor Boys, open every day except Sunday. And we'll be back with more of the food show after first, please, this. Man, have we been busy over here today. Let's see. Who's next? I think it's Brad. Brad, welcome.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon, Tom?
Doing fine. Come on in.
Just wanted to make a comment I heard a little while ago about Gino over at Zumo's.
Yeah.
Man, like you said, and that's one thing you definitely have to get. The muffalata is
I'm sure.
So good. You are really going to be in a treat for that. But the best thing that I like, and it's kind of simple, but the way he makes them, the club sandwich.
Yeah.
It's just the amount of meat that's put on there, the crispiness on the bacon.
Bacon?
You know, it's just. It's something simple, but it's a nice, neighborhood grocery store that, you really don't see that often in Metairie.
Yeah, I know whenever anybody calls about that place, it's always good things to say. Every single time. And I, for one reason or another, well, I can tell you what the reason is. I'm on the air when he's open. And then I'm off the air when he's gone. I'm gonna get him as a guest on the show, and we'll talk through all this. All right.
Real good people. Hey, I got one more question,
sure,
if you don't mind.
Go.
The lady, one quick comment, that had mentioned Godfathers. It used to be, the one that I remembered was on Veterans across from Lafayette Park, kind of right behind Best Buy. But I think it was kind of a franchise like Domino's. And last thing, all right, Fitzgerald's, that used to be out there by the lakefront.
Yep.
Do any of the owners or family, do they have any kind of restaurant now or
no?
The
only one I know of who's still out there, having been destroyed by Hurricane Katrina, they've never come back, is the family that operated Brunings. I know they're still around because I run into them every now and then on the North Shore. They're still there. They're still thinking about it. And one of these days, I hope they reopen it. But all the rest of them are gone, pecan.
Cool. That's one thing I miss as a kid. Right,
yeah,
buddy,
well, me too.
Everybody.
Yeah, I know how it feels. Here is Renee. Renee, welcome to the food show.
How you doing, Tom? Great to talk to you. If you go to a place called Le Walmarte, they sell...
Le Walmarte? Is that what you said?
Le Walmarte, yeah. They sell escargot. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Rene Dixie also sells escargot. Or you can get it and make it at your house if you want.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know what all these people talking about Katrina destroying restaurants in New Orleans, because actually Katrina didn't hit New Orleans, it hit the Gulf Coast, and it destroyed the Gulf Coast. So I don't know what that's about. I mean, flooding destroyed New Orleans.
Yeah, okay.
Not Katrina.
Well, it's for all intents and purposes, it was the storm. All right, thank you. Let's see, who is next? I got to stop. Well, it always seems to happen. Well, hang on. We'll get to you one of these days. It's the food show on the Big 870, WWL Radio, New Orleans, and WWL FM, HD1, Kenner, New Orleans, where the news is next over most of these same frequencies from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Stay tuned. We have more. Here I am. Gosh, this show has gone by quickly, very quickly indeed, and I'm sorry about that. But know this, we are on the air with this program, or one a whole lot like it, every single day of the week on 105.3 FM, HD2. If you don't know how to do an HD radio, go to a big box store and get them to sell you one for, you know, like $20, $30. Or go to Mobile One. This is an outfit that installs such things. They are actually giving them away, and the installation too, except for anything that involves a really complex antenna that has to be replaced or something. They will charge you a little extra for that. But that's how you can listen to our HD radio station. It's the radio of tomorrow. You may as well get one because you're going to do it anyway, and you will really like having it. And it's the food show, and here, let's get back to things here. Alice is waiting. Alice, welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I have a restaurant report for you.
Good.
Yesterday, we had lunch at Villon's.
Ah, Villon.
Yes.
It's hard. I keep trying to get it right, and I screw it up as badly as anybody. But it's two ladies, one of whom I know very well because she and her husband ran the restaurant that was the Flaming Torch for quite a while, and the Flaming Torch flamed out, and this is the rebirth of it. And there's another lady it's named for, Villon.
She's very French.
They're very French, and they're both very, very nice, and they have a lovely little restaurant. Obviously, you know that, or else you wouldn't.
Yes, they were delightful, and the place is just charming.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Inside restaurant, but when we ate on the patio, because it was so beautiful outside,
yeah.
And from the drinks to the food, it was just excellent.
Yeah, I don't go to new restaurants very often, but I've already been there four times. I really enjoy it, and we're going to do an Eat Club dinner there sometime in the next 6 months or so. No, sometime in the next month or so.
Awesome.
In case, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it was
great.
Well, thanks for the report. I completely agree with you.
All righty. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya. It's the food show. The name of the restaurant is Villon. It's spelled unusually. Villon. Villon's. I don't understand it, but I sure do like the restaurant. And calling us over here on the green phone is Glenn. Glenn, welcome.
Well, hello, cousin. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, and I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so much today, but boy, we have been busy.
No problem. Yeah. Anything for you, man. Anything for you.
Oh, brother. What a guy. Well, what's up?
Listen, I was on the way to the joint.
The joint on the West Bank. I mean, on the North Shore.
The joint barbecue on in the Bywater.
Oh, well, then there's two of them with that name, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the original. I went to the original one. Let's say that.
Okay.
And the lady was on the phone talking about pizza, and just what happens, I was going up Piety Street, and I passed this place in the 600 block of Piety Street. They must have some excellent pizza, man. It's called Pizza Delicious. Man, they had people out the door at this place.
Yeah, those people opened up shortly after the hurricane. And when they came back, it was just the biggest splash. I mean, it was all takeout at that time. But everybody was going nuts over how good it was, and that has continued to be true.
You got a courtyard and stuff set up. When I'm telling you, they were up the sidewalk trying to wait to get in this place.
It's very popular. Yep.
Well, I'm going to go check them out. So I had to call my cousin, see if he likes it, man, and I'll go check it out, see what's going on.
Cousins must be trusted. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling. Nice hearing from you. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We are sponsored by Paran's Poor Boys and Andrea's, and here is Buddy.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have a question.
Ask me.
When I was in Miami, whatever restaurant you go to, you could buy what they call stone crabs there, but they call Jonah crabs other places.
Oh, super expensive.
You only buy the claws.
Super, super expensive, and I don't think they're that good, frankly.
Well, the question is, what do you make the sauce out of?
Well, I don't know. You could make a different sauce, as many different sauces as
you
want.
The white sauce that they sell in Miami. What is that one?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. Whatever it is, just ask them, and I'm sure they would tell you or look it up. If I had more of the program than 15 minutes before we have to go, I would dig it up for you. But that should be pretty easy to find. I don't know of anybody who makes that around here. There's a steakhouse called the Chop House. It's just off of Poydras Street on Magazine Street. And they, whenever they get some stone crabs in, they feature them, and they do it pretty much the way you find it in Florida. How's that?
Okay. That's fine. I think I was gonna take ranch dressing and mix a little horseradish.
That might be it. I mean, I've always had this shtick that I've been telling for years that if you know of something that has a secret recipe to it, it probably is a mixture of mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup. No matter what it is, it's the same one for every
secret. I found a big bag of these stone crabs in Walmart for only $20.
I wonder if it was the same thing.
It's already cooked.
Yeah. Well,
I'll try them. If they're good, I'll call and tell
you. Yeah, let me know. Okay, thanks. Okay. See ya. It's the food show. Chef Andrea is running something this month that I think is kind of interesting. As a matter of fact, he's got a procession of these where he gets into the cuisines of Italy, and I use that word cuisines intentionally. If you go to Italy and you hang out there for a while, you will quickly learn that the food is different from one part of the country to another, and even after short distances, you'll find huge differences in the food, which makes it more and more fascinating every time I ever go. Right now, Chef Andrea is featuring the food of Puglia, which is spelled P-U-G-L-I-A. In other words, here in New Orleans, we would call it Puglia. But the Puglia, that's how they say it. Go ahead with Puglia if you want to, and then you'll probably get through a little easier. But it's an interesting variation on what we're used to eating around here. We mostly do variations on Southern Italian food. But this is really different and really good, and he's built a four-course dinner out of various dishes that are famous in Puglia. And puts it together in a nice combination, and it runs for, I think, $55 for the whole dinner. And you would you can get it any day of the night or the day, for that matter, lunch and dinner, 7 days a week at Andrea's, right across Causeway Boulevard from Lakeside Mall, 734. Oh, wait a minute. I was about to do a phone number, and I don't know what the number is. Anyway, Andrea's, right across from Lakeside Mall. And they're open 7 days a week, lunch and dinner, and Sunday brunch, too. Let me not forget about that. It's the food show. David is calling us over here on the yellow phone. If I can reach over and push this. There we are.
Hello, Tom.
Hi there. Come on in.
Hi. I want to give you a restaurant report.
All right.
From last evening in very busy French Quarter. What's going on down there?
Oh, man. I went
to Sailor Convention or some. There was like sailors.
Like yeah,
1950 or something, run around. All
yeah, well, I mean, it's those tall ships that are in town. That's what.
It. Okay.
But I was looking for a place to eat last night, and I was just going to sneak in my favorite places, Arnaud's and Antoine's and Galatoire's and places like that. You couldn't shoot your way into there. Every restaurant in town last night was packed to the rafters. It was incredible.
That is what I called to tell you. That same thing for me. I was taken out to dinner by some very interesting friends who are in from out of town. One of them is, I guess you would call him a zoologist or veterinarian, who's the head of a manatee rescue clinic in Homosassa, Florida.
Isn't that interesting?
The other was a spiritual advisor to Barbara Bush and was in Texas recently for the funeral, et cetera, et cetera. The only place that they could get a reservation was Galatoire's
33,
yeah.
Yeah, then that's
right,
that's
next door, right?
Right next door. It's a steakhouse primarily.
Well, I'm
it's good, though.
From where I parked to Galatoire's, which was excellent. I'll give you my report in a second.
Yeah.
And who do I pass but James Carville?
Oh, really?
Walking down the street as well.
He's a local. Yeah. He's a gourmet, too.
Oh, I know. And I was like, hey, James, where are you going to? I took a wild guess. I was like, are you going to Arnaud's? And he said, no, I'm going to Two Jacks. I got a reservation. It was very difficult
in his inimitable accent.
So, and then off we went on our separate ways. But
boy, oh boy! I've been to the other Galatoire's before, but this was excellent.
Yeah,
it was very, very good.
Yeah, I think so. My wife is my wife is just nuts about the place. Just really loves it.
I had the redfish on top of lump crab meat.
Sounds
and
good.
And it was cooked. It's simply just, you know, doesn't, you know, Galatoire's as well as anybody. You order everything separately, so it's just with just redfish on top of lump crab meat. The sides were great. The drinks were great. And in particular, what I wanted to call about is they have this interesting appetizer, and I don't know how to pronounce it. I wanted to ask you. It looks like the word gout, and I'm sure that they don't have an appetizer called gout.
It's
goutte or something.
Galatoire.
Like that.
I can tell you what the Galatoire goutte, which means a taste. Goutte, to take a taste of something, and the something that you're getting a taste of is shrimp remoulade, crab meat ravigat, and usually fried oysters with some kind of like. Another sauce on top of that, but and then they give you a little bit of each of these as an appetizer. It's a Galatoire goutte.
But the interesting thing was that the little tastes. There was crab meat, there was trout, there was shrimp with some special sauce, but they put most of it into deviled eggs, into a reimagined.
Yeah, that's a cute little thing that goes way back.
I really enjoyed it because it was such a throwback.
Yeah, it really is.
And it was, and the flavors mixed to perfection. And anyways, I just wanted to let you know I had an excellent, strange evening running into
It was bizarre. I got so bent out of shape that I actually briefly got lost in the French Quarter, which for me is hard to do. I mean, because I've lived in most of it. All right, listen.
It was packed to the gills. But anyways, the manatees are going to be fine.
That's good to hear.
The evening. And, Barbara Bush's spiritual life is also going to be fine. Right. So. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you. See ya.
All right, goodbye.
It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Our program today is sponsored by Paran's Poor Boys. Paran's Poor Boys, they will make really just about anything you ask them for. Sometimes they'll give you a funny look if you ask for it. I'll give you one that I get pretty often. It's a barbecue ham poor boy. And the way you make this is you have all the things that you would have in a grilled ham sandwich, a grilled ham poor boy. You know what that's all about. But instead of putting mayonnaise on it and the lettuce and tomatoes and all that, barbecue sauce. Now, I know that sounds funny, but the minute you take your first bite of this, you will say, whoa, there's something going on here. The two things go together beautifully. Think about it anyway. Barbecue. How do you cook barbecue? What is barbecue? It's pork, right? What is ham? Pork. It's the same idea, just different flavors. Try that sometime. I think you'll really be pleased by it, especially if you've about had your fill of roast beef poor boys for the next 20 minutes. It is Paran's Poor Boys. They're at 3939 Veterans Highway. They are also in Kenner on Williams Boulevard, right off West Esplanade. And they have a new location soon to open in the uptown section of inside New Orleans. And they hope you can stop by and check it out. I'll tell you all about it when I get there myself pretty soon. And that is that, I guess, Paran's Poor Boys. What time is it here? We will be back with just a little bit more after First Please This. Boy, talk about a busy show. If only it was like this every day. We've had a great time. I'll be back next Saturday and maybe Sunday, too. We never can tell. I have something I'm going to head off and do on the West Bank. It's off of Manhattan Boulevard on the other side, on the riverside of the street there. You know, there's a big shopping center there. There's a Barnes & Noble bookstore, and they have my cookbook, Tom Fitzmaurice's New Orleans Food. We have done the third publication of this book. I originally did it about 10 years ago, and it just keeps on selling, they tell me. The publishers are... not to brag, but they say this is a surprise to us. So they redid it, added a lot of photographs, and they did it the right way. You know, they went through, took the recipe, photographed it, put it back in, and it looked a lot better. And it's coming along. It's not even expensive. If you want to just take a look at it, come on over and visit with me. I will be at Barnes & Noble on the West Bank from 4 till 6 this afternoon. And come on by, and you don't have to buy a book if you don't want to. But I'll sign it if you want me to do that. All right, that's today. Boy, what else do we have a minute left, right? What can we do in a minute? Nothing. Nothing. But then again, there are worse things that could happen in life. Where can you find my book? My book is in every bookstore in town, and the ones that might not have it, just ask them, and they'll get it on order in a day or two, and then you'll have it. It's all the recipes you've heard me give a million times on the radio before. It's just an easier way to get it. Well, have the rest of your weekend be wonderful, and talk to you again as soon as I can talk to you. See ya. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.